Blog Talk Radio.
Good. Well, yeah. You come up on the volume a little bit. Show. We are live. We're also on live on a couple of social media networks, Facebook Live, Instagram Live. And I just want to say good afternoon to everyone. Hopefully everyone is having a blessed day. You probably can't see it, but over to my left is my man, DJ. What's your name? What's up, DJ?
How you doing?
All right. He's going to be DJing for us for the remainder of the show. I have my special guest coming on in a minute. And a former NFL player, Raymond Denard. I hope I'm saying the last name right. We're going to have him in a second. Again, I just want to thank everyone for joining us on today's show, Chaos Talk. And with that being said, I also want to thank my sponsors, the Royal Caribbean, Pepsi, Brentwood Publishing, and our new sponsor, Finish Line, and Pizza Hut as well. I just want to send a special shout out for them. And for all those that's been listening to us over the last month and a half, I just want to say we're growing an audience really big. So I just want to say a special shout out to all those that are listening and that's been listening, supporting Chaos Talk. A few quick announcements I have. Today, normally Thursday, I got a word. Thursday, we're going to have a good friend of mine to come on and open us up with prayer and also give us a quick word. A good friend of mine go way back from Warren, Ohio. Minister Lamar Austin, and are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
How you doing?
God bless you.
How are you? No, God bless you as well.
Doing good.
To have you on. I just want everybody to know
yes,
that listening to Mr. Lamar, me and him go way back, pre-teen years. And he's a man of God, family man. He attends Community Church of God in Christ, Pastor Austin Shaw's there. And tell Pastor Austin that Derek said, what's up, when you get a chance. And I just want you to open us up, prayer, man, and give us a quick word. And after you give us a quick word, I'm going to let my DJ, for all those that are going through something this morning, we're going to give you a quick praise break right after Lamar breaks us down with a quick word. Go ahead, man.
Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for this day we've never seen. And God, we just thank you for protecting us as we slept. We thank you, God, for just being God. And we ask, oh God, that you just continue to protect us in this time that we're living in and what's going on in this earth. And we ask that your Holy Spirit leads and guide us in all truth today. And God, we just praise your name. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Just
I know
a quick...
you got a word for it, Doc.
Just a quick word. The scripture says and lets us know to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. We're living in a time now where things are going haywire. We have injustice. We have this pandemic going on, this COVID-19. And it's the time that we have to trust in God. We have to put not our trust in man, but our trust in God. That he will lead and guide us in all truths and all that we're going through and living in. He will direct you in every path that you go through. And so just to encourage the listeners, those that are listening that are going through something, that are dealing with the issues that's going on in this world. We're dealing with hidden racism. We're dealing with systemic racism. We're dealing with all these things all at one time, and people are losing loved ones. So I just encourage everybody just to trust in God, and He will do accordingly, and He'll direct your path in every way.
All right, man. I appreciate you, Doc. I really do appreciate you.
No problem.
Hey, man, we will be in touch with you.
I appreciate you as well.
Doc, and I'm definitely have you back on to preach a word for me, Doc. I definitely got you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. God bless you, sir.
All right. That was Brother Minister Lamar Austin from Community Church of God in Christ. I want to thank him for opening us up with prayer, giving us that short word. And for those that are going through it that may be a little stuck, may feel a little icky this morning, I'm definitely going to wake you up. And my DJ, What's Your Name, is going to wake you up with a quick praise break gospel breakdown. And then after he gets done with his breakdown, I'm coming on with my special guest, Brother Raymond. So with that being said, I'm going to take a quick break, and hopefully we can wake you up, get you in the spirit, get you in the right mind this afternoon. So right now I'm going to turn it over to the DJ. Go ahead, DJ. Thank you. right, we are back. We are back. This is Chaos Talk with your host, the one and only Eric Oliver. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. For those that are listening to us on the internet, that is www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Also, you can reach us on the phone lines at 845-277-9094. Again, I want to thank everyone for joining us all over. We're also on 1510 AM in Buford, Georgia. 1510 AM in Buford, Georgia. Also, we're on satellite radio, station number 32 out of Cleveland, Ohio. And then, again, we're here on Blog Talk Radio as well. And tonight, well, this afternoon, evening, I'm just excited because it's the first time we actually did our show live. So I'm a little excited right there. I got my DJ, what's your name? He's going to be playing for us throughout the day. But most importantly, the reason we're here today, a special guest, Raymond Sennar. He's a former NFL player from the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe he was drafted by the Steelers, which is always a good thing. Always a good thing because, you know, I'm still a nation all the way. So once he was drafted by the Steelers, he got to be halfway good. Plus, he's a man of God, and we're going to introduce him now. Brother Raymond, are you there?
I'm here, Derek. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I'm great, man. I'm excited to have you on this afternoon. I'm just excited. So I'm going to get right into it, man. Before I go with you, I have a few people listening to us, Raleigh, North Carolina, in their juvenile justice court jail. We're on, and the young men are there are listening to us. Also in Sharon, PA, in their juvenile jail, they're listening to us there as well. So I want to thank the people who got me on out there to listen to Brother Raymond. I just want to say thank you, and good looking out for us this afternoon. Raymond, I'm just going to ask you a question. Played
in
the NFL.
You just call me Ray, man. I'm just
Ray.
Ray.
I got
just
you,
call
Ray.
Me Ray.
I got you, Ray. Playing in the NFL, drafted by the Steelers. What year was you drafted?
I was drafted a long time ago in 1980. I was their third round pick in 1980.
Okay. All right. 1980. Okay. And I've done some research on you a little bit, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Because you had an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl with the Raiders. I mean, against the Raiders, Philadelphia and the Raiders.
Yeah. So let me go back, Doug, if you don't mind, man. You know, like that.
Yo, go ahead.
You know, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, man. I grew up in the inner city, man. I grew up in a pretty rough environment, man. But, you know, it was really interesting, man, because ever since I can remember, man, I always knew what I wanted to do in my life, man. And the thing of it is, man, I always knew I wanted to be a pro athlete. I thought it was going to be through basketball. Man, I'm 6'9" tall. You know, I was a very good basketball player. Probably more well known as a basketball player growing up than I was as a football player. I had the good fortune, man, of going to the University of Wisconsin. You know, the Wisconsin Badgers, man. You know, I got on my Wisconsin shirt now. And I was one of the last guys to be a two-sport athlete there. I was a starter on the football team and on the basketball team, man. So, you know, man, it was like, you know, I'm on my way, man, on this fast track to success. So I thought, come out of college, man, I got drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know you're a Steelers fan, man. So I just want to tell you, man, that team I played on in 1980, they just beat the Dallas Cowboys for their fourth Super Bowl trophy. Probably, I think it's the greatest NFL team ever, man. It was like 11 guys off that team went to the Hall of Fame. People with household names, Mean Joe Green, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan, Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, Jack Lambert. So, man, I played with those guys, man, and I wasn't there long, man. You know, I came in there, you know, big head, you know, thought I was God's gift to football. Very immature. They gave me a lot of money as a signing bonus. But, man, I wasn't ready for the NFL. And when you're not ready for whatever, especially the NFL stands for not for long. And, you know, man, they quickly shipped me out of Pittsburgh. And, man, I was really, you know, man, I was really, really, like, dejected, man. I felt like a failure. And so I go to the Philadelphia Eagles, man. I get to be on an Eagles team, man, and I had a coach by the name of Dick Vermeil.
played with some really great players there. A guy named Ron Jaworski, Harold Carmichael, Wilbert Montgomery. But
wow.
Again, man, you know, man, I didn't have my head on straight, man. I kept getting injured, man, and that was like I'd never been injured in my whole life, man. But one key moment in my experience in the Philadelphia Eagles was after they made the last cut, and you knew you were going to be on the team. And I remember standing in the locker room, Derek. My dream has come true now. You know, that's all I ever wanted to do in my life is be a pro athlete.
Right.
I don't care what sport it was in. I just wanted to have an opportunity to do it. I didn't know the Lord. I was not saved. So I did everything I was big and bad enough to do. And the fact of the matter, though, man, I was standing in that locker room, and I remember standing there, man, feeling empty. And I remember saying to God, God, there must be more to life than this, man. I had got the thing that I wanted, but there was still something missing out of my life. And that's where the trouble started.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot for a young person to get the money, and not only get the money, but to be around all those famous type people. So I guess I want to ask you, and I kind of want you to tell your story. What led you to the Lord?
Well, I didn't get led to the Lord in the NFL, that's for sure. You know, I got led to a lot of other places, but not to the Lord. You know, but what ultimately led me to the Lord, man, was failure and defeat. You know, you talked about the juvenile justice guys that are on the phone. I mean, on the listening audience, man. So for me, Derek, I got saved in prison. I got saved in jail. This is after the NFL. You know, this is like 20 years after I got out. Well, was it 20? It wasn't 20 years after I got out of the NFL, but at least 10 years after I got out of the NFL. But while I was in the NFL, man, I really started really experimenting really heavily with drugs, man, drugs and alcohol, man. You know, my thing was, man, I thought that, there was a song out. I'm telling my age. Was a guy named Teddy Pendergrass, man. He had this song out called Life is a Song Worth Living. And, man, I just thought that life, you know, variety was a spice of life. So, man, that's what ended my career, man, wanting to party, you know, wanting to be something that I wasn't. Man, I never fit in anywhere in my mind. I always felt like an outcast wherever I went, you know, and I always wanted to be wherever I wasn't. You know, wherever I wasn't, that's where I wanted to be. You know, even though, man, I love sports, but, you know, man, I was just so confused, man. And so, man, you know, that's the problem sometimes, especially when you're young. And, man, you know, some people say dreams don't come true, but in my life, dreams did come true, man. I had everything I wanted, didn't have what I needed. I didn't have Jesus. I didn't know him. I didn't even know who he was. I knew there was a God. I just didn't know who he was. I certainly didn't know that he knew who I was. But so, man, through my drug use, Derek, I ended up, man, in jail. You know, I ended up in jail looking at a lot of jail time, man, And I got to tell you, man, I was at a place, man, of brokenness, you know, and that's probably the best place I could be was at a place of brokenness, man, because then all of a sudden, man, I could hear God, man.
Okay. So I guess I want to ask a question because, you know, we do got a lot of young people listening to us, and
yep.
You say your transformation came when you was in jail. Now, I've heard that story before about people, you know, getting Christ, changing their life when they hit rock bottom in jail. So for the people that are there now that don't see no hope, don't see nothing, what would you tell them?
Well, see, man, I would say this. Number one, man, you can get anywhere from anywhere. And I'm a prime example, man. I grew up in the hood, so they say, and I don't believe in hoods. I believe in neighborhoods, but I grew up in a tough part of Baltimore City. And I was able to get, man, where I wanted to go to the University of Wisconsin on athletic scholarship to the NFL. And I went from the NFL, man, from like the pinnacle, man, being on a Super Bowl team to ending up in jail. And so, man, you can get anywhere from anywhere. It ain't where you start, it's where you finish. And then, but it was in jail that I found my purpose. That's the place where I became broken, man, and I became desperate, man, for a better life. And so, man, you know, being in jail is like, for me, man, I get this all the time, especially from people that know my story. But people say, man, you know, man, I'm looking at some jail time, and I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at that. Number one, man, you know, you know, when you break the law, man, you can go to jail. You know that, man. When you line up, man, like in football, I know when I line up, man, there's certain things I can expect. Well, man, when you break the law, you can end up in jail. And see, going to jail, man, had I not gone to jail, I wouldn't be the man that I am today. It was in jail, man, where I was able to find peace, where I was able to hear God, when I was able to become desperate enough, first of all, to see who my friends was and see who was really on my side, which was probably nobody but my mother. My mother was the only one, and my mother was about ready to give up on me. But in jail, man, you know, there was a guy there, man. You know, you got all kinds of stuff in jail, man. If you're in jail, man, guys are in jail, they know anything that's on the street is in jail. Right?
Right.
But, man, I had to look at my surroundings. Man, it became painfully obvious that I wasn't in the NFL anymore. It became painfully obvious that I wasn't on top of my game anymore. And I said, man, you know, when you hear this saying that says that you become sick and tired of being sick and tired, man, I like to use the thing, man, I was desperate. And I was so desperate, man, I said, man, I know I can do better than this. But I couldn't do it on my own. So now I'm willing because I said I was at the peak of my brokenness. And there was a guy in jail, man. In every jail, they got Bible study. They got whatever you want in jail. They got good, bad, and indifferent. But, man, I was willing to make a change. And I said, man, you know, I had tried everything else, and I had never tried Jesus Christ. And I said, God, man, see, I didn't, you know how people say that God, he's the God of a second chance? Well, in my life, man, I went through the second, third, fourth. I didn't need a second chance. I needed another chance. And so, man, in jail, being broken, crying out to God, man, the word says this poor man cried out, and God heard his cry. Man, God heard my cry, and he said, you know what, man, he gave me another chance. And this guy was in there. He was teaching Bible study, man, and I went to Bible study, and I heard something differently for the first time. It wasn't the first time I'd heard the gospel. It wasn't the first time somebody had preached to me, but it's the first time that I opened my ears. You see, man, like, you know, again, man, see, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Because, see, man, the world, especially the world today, man, they're looking for success stories, man, because everybody knows somebody that was on drugs, probably in your family. Everybody knows somebody that's been in prison. Everybody knows somebody that broke the law. And everybody is looking for somebody to say, hey, Ray, look at that guy over there. He was in your same situation. He got out. But I'm telling you right now, the people in the COs, the counselors, man, they take pride and they want to help. Not all of them. I'm not going to say that. But some of them want to help them. You know people that really care for you. Man, when you're being honest. And so I had to get honest with myself. And then I had to look for some hope and look for some help. And, man, when the situation that you could be in today, man, see, that test can be a testimony. That mess that you're in can become a message. That pain can become your purpose. And so, man, when you take that situation that you're in and have the faith of a mustard seed, man, you can move mountains. And that's what happened in my life, man. I accepted Jesus Christ on April the 17th, 1998, and that's the best decision that I ever made in my life. And the decision itself was easy, but there was some work that came after that that was a little harder than I thought it would be.
Okay. All right. Well, look, man, I'm enjoying your story. I know a lot of other people are enjoying your story as well. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to take a two-minute break, and we're going to come right back with Brother Ray. We're going to take a two-minute break. I'm going to turn it over to the DJ. DJ, what's your name? And he's going to DJ for us for the next 2 minutes. We'll be back right after this. Chaos Talk, the host, Derek Oliver.
My heart, it will feel like a cold night. Today's a new day.
Guest Raymond Sonor from the retired NFL player from the Philadelphia Eagles is on. And for those that are listening to us, you can listen to us on www.blogtalkradio, or you can listen, call in and listen at 845-277-9094. So Ray, my man, I know we was talking about you when you accepted Christ into your life. I have a few other questions. What are you doing? And I just want to bring it up to today because I don't want to get lost in it. So what are you doing today? How are you living your life today? And some of the things and the causes you're fighting for today.
Well, man, you know, keep it simple, man. I'm just living my life for Christ, man. You know, I'm a man of God today, man. And I can say that with all humbleness, man, because that was not my plan. You know, my plan, man, was to play in the NFL for 15 years, retire and live happily ever after with a whole bunch of money. But, you know, God had a different plan, man. And so had I not gone through what I've gone through, man, I don't know that I'd have met Jesus Christ, man. And so today, man, you know, I'm a husband. You know, I'm a father. You know, I'm an ordained minister, man. I've pastored for a number of years. We 6 months Derek, after I got saved, man, I started the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Baltimore City. 6 months after I got saved, man, and it was so amazing, Derek, because you know some people say, man, you weren't qualified for that. You'd only been saved 6 months. I only knew one scripture, but we know the old saying, God doesn't call the qualified; He qualifies the called, man. And so,
I like that.
You know, that's what He does, man. Cause see, the devil, man, will try to tell us, man, and for some reason, God has laid it on my heart, man, to really speak to the young men that are locked up. See, because, see, God, I mean, the devil will tell you, man, you're not good enough, you're not big enough, you're not tall enough, you're not smart enough, you're not anointed enough. But, see, God, man, see, God looks past our faults, man. You know, but when I went to jail, people called me a crackhead because that's what I was. And I called myself that, man. And, see, you know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. See, I saw myself as a loser, as less than, man, a failure and all of that stuff. But, see, God, he does look past our faults and see our needs. But when the world saw a crackhead, God saw a pastor, you know.
Amen.
So you just don't know. See, man, when you surrender to God and give God all you got, man, because that's all He wants is all you got. And you're not giving up anything. You're gaining things. And so, man, I went on and got involved in ministry, Derek. So we started the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, man. And then, you know, we started another ministry called MAP, Mentoring Academics, Athletics, and Partnerships, where we do sports ministry, man. So we were doing after-school programs and summer camps and clinics. And we started out in Baltimore City, man, and we've literally gone around the world, man. I went from being there to becoming a youth pastor at the largest church in Baltimore City, a church called Mount Pleasant Church and Ministries. the friend that introduced us together, Pastor Rob Rhodes, man, he's had me down to his church to preach. But I left Mount Pleasant Church of Ministries, man, and became a youth pastor at Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York, which is a world-renowned church, man. Left there, became a national spokesman for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on the Lord, man, because, see, this is what God can do with a crackhead. This is what God can do with somebody that don't know what to do with themselves. I just made myself available, man. He ordered my steps. He opened up doors. I've literally had an opportunity to preach different places around the world. But it's not even about that, man. You know, for me, Doug, man, it's just about, man, making yourself available to the Lord, because I owe him everything. Nothing that I wouldn't even have the air that I breathe without him. And so, man, you know, so right now, man, we're in a situation right now. Not only do we have a pandemic, coronavirus, man, we have some other stuff going on in the country, man, a pandemic where it's open season on black men, you know, and so right. That kind of stuff, man. So for me, man, you know, I'm black, man. If you see me, I'm 6'9", 280 pounds. You can't miss that. But first and foremost, man, I'm a man of God. And I'm about my Father's business, man. I've committed my life to, man, sharing the gospel, man, sharing the message of hope, man, you know, sharing, talking about love and not hate, man. Because at the end of the day, man, the Bible says love covers a multitude of sins, man. And so without love, man, we don't have anything, man. And so without unity and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm on a mission, man, from God, man, to win souls for the Lord, man, because the Bible says he that wins souls is wise. And I'm not so concerned about being wise as I am, man, that I know that, man, I wouldn't sit here today talking to you on the phone, Doug, if somebody didn't take a chance on me and tell me that Jesus loves you. And I'm telling you, for those young men that's in prison, man, I know it may not make sense, but Jesus does love you. He died for you, man, and he paid a debt that you couldn't pay. And if you give Jesus a chance, man, I'm telling you right now, man, he'll work it out.
All right. I know that's right. I was listening to you, and did you say you work with Rob Rhodes?
Pastor Rob Rhodes. That's my guy, man. Yeah, that's who introduced us.
Okay. I just wanted to bring him on real quick. I know you probably didn't know he was going to be on, and he didn't know he was going to be on, but I wanted to make the connection. I wanted to make the connection because, you know, me and Rob went to school together. We're from the same school. We graduated the same high school, I should say.
Wow.
And the funny thing is the fact a few years ago I looked out and Rob was a pastor, and I didn't know that. And now I'm like, wow. And I got connected with him, and we've been connected ever since. And he just did a revival for me Easter, and he did a tremendous job, man. And he called me one day and told me he should introduce me to you. And I know Rob being good people, not because we went to the same school, but because we serve under the same God. So Rob is on now.
Amen.
I just wanted to thank him publicly for introducing him, for him to introduce me to you. And Rob, you got the floor for a few minutes.
Hey, Big Ray.
That's
how you
funny.
Doing, brother?
Pastor Rob, my man. I'm good. How are you?
No, you're my hero, Ray. I love you, man. Love to hear what you
love
say.
You, too.
You minister to me. I think one of the things that hit me hard is when you said you're not anointed enough. As a pastor in a small church and a guy with big dreams, I struggle. I think the attack's on in the pulpit. And I think that spoke volumes to me. Ray, you've come down here twice, and we had two of the biggest rallies and basketball games and civil events in the number one in the history of our church. And probably when we went to Ryle High School here in Kentucky, I think we had one of the biggest assemblies they've ever had when you guys preached the gospel there. It was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
So it's just been such a privilege. And one of the things I love about Ray is I'll give you two things. Number one is Ray's very transparent to come through what he's come through. He's very real.
Right.
He's very authentic. He's very anointed. He is everything he says he is, and God is using him in a mighty way, and it's just a privilege to be his friend and his brother in Christ in ministry. Ray is everything he says he is, man, and he it's just amazing to watch God work through him. And then secondly, if Ray comes to town, you better have a pocket full of money because he likes to go to City Barbecue, and you got to get a table just for him.
Okay.
down here, it's no longer City Barbecue. It's Sidnor Barbecue.
That's funny, man.
So I'm never going to be in the spotlight. You know, that's not my role in the world, and I know that. But like you said, Derek and Ray, you know, just having the privilege of God's given me the ability to see connections that need to happen, and I am willing to take that role. I forget what the word is that I'm thinking, but I'm a connector. That's what I do. And when Ray called and told me about Athletes Without Borders, the first person to pop in my head was you, Derek. And I'm like, man, here's a man that has a great ministry. He's got a heart for the Lord. He's doing everything he can to reach people for Christ through his radio program. This is a marriage that had to happen. So,
amen.
I'm glad it's working out, and it's a privilege just to be a part of it. And I'm just glad you guys hit it off. And God, to God be the glory. I think, Ray, are you in Minneapolis this week?
I'm going to Minneapolis tomorrow. Yep.
Right. I got you on my calendar to pray for you over the next 3 days, man. You guys got an amazing thing going on up there. So, yep. That's all I got.
Yeah.
I'm just privileged to be a part of it.
And Rob, I really want to thank you, Rob. You know, just good looking out. I really do appreciate you and admire you. And I told you earlier this morning, you know, I'm become a fan of yours. And when I do my walking every 2 hours in the morning, I always listen to what you're teaching and preaching, because that's a lot of wealth and knowledge that be coming out of you. And I know the Lord is really using you, and I appreciate you. And not just sort of
specifically
we went to St. Mineral Ridge, but you know, now we're brothers on the Lord. So, you know, that's a double anointing. But I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let Ray talk a little bit about what he got going on in Minneapolis. If you don't mind, tell us what you got going on there.
Yeah, not at all. But, you know, and so I just want to talk about the connection that we have too, Doug, if you don't mind. You know, that Sunday night men's prayer group, man, you know, man, that's anointed, man. I can't tell you how much of a blessing it is to me for us to be, to get on the phone, man, on a Zoom call, man, and just share our hearts with each other, man. Share some of our struggles, but most of all, man, share it in a safe environment and a loving environment. That's something that men don't do, and even for the young men, man, you know, it's so important, man. You know, the word says that we should be followers of those who, through patience and testimonies, have inherited the promises of God. And see, man, sometimes, man, we'll look up to athletes, and man, I'm an athlete. In my mind, I'm always an athlete, man. But you know, man, that's good. That's a good thing. But the necessary thing is to find men and women of God that you can look up to, man, and model yourself after. Ultimately, man, we want to model ourselves after Jesus Christ. But man, 6 p.m. on Sundays, man, when we get together, man, I can't tell you like some of the prayer requests that have been answered. Some of the comments that I get after we get off the phone, man, from guys who say, man, they look forward to it. And I'm telling you, we got some great guys on there. We got pastors, we got pro athletes, we got business leaders, man, all of that kind of stuff. And, man, what a blessing that is. And I only see that growing. And you know, and thanks for introducing me to Derek, Pastor Rob. And Derek, I want us to stay connected, man, because we have this ministry, Shooting for Peace, that sports ministry, man. And it's one of the reasons we're going to Minneapolis. Because we bring pro athletes into different cities, man, and we share the gospel, man, and we teach sports and we build relationships, and so we allow people to touch and feel us, people that they've seen on TV, and we can tell them what's really important to us. And so I was on the phone with a pastor friend of mine this morning, man, and he was delivering his Father's Day message for Sunday, and right outside his church they started shooting in Minneapolis, man. And so, man, we know, man, that the devil is busy, but God is busier, you know. And so, man, and that's the kind of stuff, man, that we just want to show, man. And you see, man, when I look at myself, man, and I'm nobody, man. I'm just somebody that I want God to use, man, for however way he sees fit, because I allowed the devil to use me for so many years. And so, man, to be used by God, man, what a wonderful thing. It's nothing greater than that. So I'm just going to Minneapolis with our team, man. We're going up there, man, to love on people. We did a radio show on Tuesday with some pastors up in Minneapolis, and we told them, man, we're coming. We're praying for them. And I solicit your prayers, man, because this is spiritual warfare, man. See, you know, the devil, man, has done a great job of having us think that we're fighting against people when the word of God says we fight not against, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, man. This is spiritual warfare. And the only way you win it is in the spirit by being on your knees and praying and being in contact with God. And that's what we're going to do. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, look, we're going to definitely be praying for you when you up there for the next 3 days. We'll definitely hold you up in prayer, and that, you know, that the Lord will his light will shine in all the dark places that it needs to shine in. Because we're definitely living in a time that, you know, I don't even know what to call it. I can never remember anything being like this going on right now. And to me, and I'm going to just get your opinion on why I have Pastor Rob on, it's important that people realize, and I'm going to say it because I'm going to take an unpopular stand on it. You know, people, and I know we have race issues, we have issues with this virus going on, all these different issues we have going on. But until America learns that where the issue is coming from, you know, we're looking at different areas, and it comes from one person, and that's from the pits of hell. And we got to understand that this isn't fought in the physical, but it's fought in the spiritual. And whenever we get that together, that we got to deal with this from a spiritual aspect, not a natural aspect, I think we'll be okay. And that comes from the leaders. We got to take this on in the spirit, fasting and praying and doing what we got to do. And because it is what it is. And for all the people out there that's committing these crimes and doing what they're doing, they need minister too. And someone has to minister to them. And just like someone ministered to me and changed my life, we can minister to them and change theirs. Even though what they did was bad, all you got to do is look at the Apostle Paul, and, you know, that should just sums it all up. Because he was a mass murderer, too, before he became Paul. But I didn't want to get into all that. I didn't want to go all the way and get into that. But we're going to definitely be praying for you, Brother Ray. And is there anything else you want to say before we get out of here? Because I know you're a busy man.
Yeah, man. I I'm just busy for the Lord. Man, I just want to thank you, man, you and Pastor Rob, man, just for the opportunity, man, you know, man, to be here on the phone with you guys, you know, good godly men, man. As you're praying for me, I just want you to know, man, I'm praying for you also, man. And as I said, and Pastor Rob, no, man, we're going to be coming down to Kentucky real soon to minister with them. And, Dirk, we're actually, this tour, when we go to Minneapolis, so on our here's our schedule. We're in Minneapolis this week. 2 weeks later, we're in the 4th of July weekend, man. We're in Washington, D.C. 2 weeks after that, we'll be in Atlanta, ministering in Atlanta. Then we leave Atlanta. Then we're going to Houston, then L.A. So, man, I love to connect, man. When we come to Atlanta, man, we need to just get together. And then man. We have some stuff lined up, man, where we're traveling around the country doing other things. Love for us to just, you know, the brothers, man, let's just connect, man, and let's give the devil a black eye.
Definitely, definitely. And when you're here in Atlanta, I'm gonna come right where you're at. Just let me know. We'll be there to support, and whatever we can do, we'll definitely be there. You definitely got our support. And even when you go to Kentucky, I've been trying to get to Kentucky to be with my man Rob. So you might be seeing me in Kentucky. So don't be surprised. But definitely
praise the Lord.
We got you. But I know I got to get you out of here, Brother Ray. I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show talk about, you know, your past and what you got going on now. And again, I don't want to rush you off or anything like that, so let me take my time. Is there anything else besides what you just said that you want to put out there?
Man, just, you know, man, at the end of the day, man, I just want to say, I'm going to speak to the brothers that are locked up, man. You know, man, I just want you to know you may be locked up, but you're not locked out, man. You know, and other people may have given up on you, man. I want you to know, and you may not even care about God, but I want you to know that God cares about you. That's why he woke you up this morning, man. He woke you up, man, because he cares about you. And some things, man, you may hear, like dudes like me say, man, they may, to some people, man, they may sound corny, but that's even in the Bible. It says the message of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing, man. That's scripture, man. But to us that are being saved, it's the power of God. And if I got one regret in life, man, if I got one regret, I wish Man, the first time I heard the gospel, man, I want you to know, I wish the first time I heard the gospel, man, I would have responded to God and surrendered right there. Man, I surrendered to drugs. I surrendered to alcohol. I surrendered to sex. I surrendered to sin because it's a sin nature. And, man, I'm telling you right now, I thought I was having fun. But, man, it stole so much from me. Man, you're in a juvenile detention center, man. That means you're young. That means your life has not even really started. And I want you to know, man, that God, man, God has a plan for your life. And I just encourage you, man, just take a chance, man. Just give God one trust, the faith of a mustard seed. Man, just seek his face, man. You ain't got to figure it out. God already got it figured out. Only thing you got to do, man, is just say, Jesus, I need you in my life. I want you in my life. And, man, watch what he does. God will give you that because God is a man of his word. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, man. That's a lot, Doc. That's a lot. And I know they're listening to you out there in Raleigh and out there in Sharon, PA. I just want to send a special shout out to them out there right now. And, again, like I said, we're all over the United States with the Blog Talk. And for all those that are listening in and those listening in through Facebook and Instagram, we just want to say thank you. Ray, I want to say thank you for taking the time to come on the show. And we'll definitely be with you when you get here in Atlanta. So I just want to say thank you. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll come back, and I'm going to sum up the show when I come back. And, again, I just want to say thank you, Ray, for being on the show. Thank you, Rob. And also want to thank Lamar opening us up with prayer, Community Church of God in Christ. So I just want to say thank everybody. And I'll be back right after this. We're going to take a quick two-minute break. Again, Ray, thank you for being on the show. And we'll be praying for you in the next 3 days. And we'll talk to you
all right, brother.
Soon. We'll be back in a
all right, God bless you.
2 minutes.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've got too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. So move it.
Hey, Doc, when we come back, I'm going to put you on. Radio, or you can reach us at 845-277-9094. I want to thank all those that listened in on the radio. all those are listening in on the AM station as well and XM radio. Just want to say thank you for listening to us. Also, a few announcements. Tomorrow night, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we have my pastor, my bishop, Bishop Omar Zachary Ministries, will be on at 7 p.m. tomorrow night right here. Same station, same phone number, and you can watch Praise Tabernacle on Facebook Live as well on tomorrow night, Friday night, 7 p.m., Pastor Omar Zachary. Also, I want to say that in August, we already have our two scholarships. Chaos Talk is giving out two scholarships, one here in Atlanta and one in Texas. And we're thankful to do that for these two young people getting ready to go to college. I just want to send a keep you mind about that. We're going to be doing, I believe, we're going to do a block party. It's going to be safe distancing and everything, and we're going to do that sometime in August, and we're going to present the scholarships to the young people then from Chaos Talk. And as well as our regular schedule we have going on again, I'm going to ask you to join us on Monday for D&K Bible Break at 7 p.m. Mondays as well. And the list of other programs we have going on throughout the week. I just want to say thank you. Also want to say thank you to my guest I had on the show today, Raymond. Raymond, from the former NFL player from the Philadelphia Eagles. I just want to thank him for being and taking the time out to be on the show. What an awesome individual. I suggest, I'm going to ask you to just look him up. Just look him up and look his story up. It's phenomenal, a great man of God. There isn't a lot of great men of God. You won't hear me say that a lot. But following his story and listening to him and even having him on my show, not because he was on my show, but just because of what he said and where his heart is, and he has a passion for Christ. And that says a lot. I also want to thank my man, Pastor Rob. Thank you for coming out again this afternoon and supporting us. I will be definitely supporting for you, praying for you as well. And with that being said, I also want to take the time to thank my DJ. What's your name? He's been keeping the music going for us all day. And if you want him, I'm going to let him do some DJing. If you want to hire him, I'll give you all his credentials after he gets done. But he wants to show a little bit of his skills. So he's going to DJ for the next few minutes. And then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk to him about how you can get a hold of him if you want to hire him for any parties or anything else. DJ, what's your name? You ready?
I'm ready to go.
There you go. Go ahead and take us out.
Thank you.
Your name, if you want to look him up for a party here in Atlanta, he's right here in Atlanta. And give me your, how can we get a hold of you?
My number is 470-544-6554. You also find me on Facebook, just search up Jerron Evans, J-E-R-O-N, Evans.
That's how you find him. If you're looking for a DJ, definitely, I come highly recommend from Chaos. This ain't the last time you'll see him at a Chaos party or a Chaos show, but if you look him up, say Chaos, he might give you a discount. Then again, if you say Chaos, he may charge you more. I don't know about that yet. But just say Chaos is what you heard from him, and we definitely appreciate him being here with us today, and this is the Chaos Talk show as we get ready to leave this place, but never your presence. Again, I just want to send a special prayer out to my man Ray, going to Minneapolis, and just, you know, let the Lord lead you the way that he's been leading you, and I'm quite sure Christ will be victorious there as well. Also, to all my sponsors, again, I got to keep saying them, Pepsi, Rural Caribbean. And for the people that want to know, we are still doing our Chaos Cruise. I just don't know when or when it feels safe. We still have this virus going on, and I'm not going to endanger myself. So as soon as we think that it's safe to go, we will definitely be doing our Chaos Cruise. Again, our scholarship giveaway, we're giving away two this year in August. And next show that we do, I'll let you know. I'll present their names to you, but we got two young people, one here in Atlanta, one in Texas, that we're going to give a scholarship. And we're doing a lot of things differently. We're reaching out outside of my area, so we're going to different places. So we're real big in Texas right now, so we're going to give a scholarship out there. Also, we're going to be doing our Saturday night sports show with my two sons. We'll be on talking sports and their nonsense, non-sporting, having sales. And I'm saying that because I don't think they know too much about sports, but they want to do a sports show. So we're going to see. Also, we're going to have our Chaos Fantasy Football coming out as well. We got a lot of stuff going on. And excuse me, I'm losing my voice. got a lot going on. We'll talk about it at a different time, different date. But again, this is Chaos Talk, your host, Derek Oliver. As I get ready to leave here, keep us in prayer. And my man DJ is going to take us out. Give me some gospel. Let us leave out on some gospel as we get out of here. And I will see everybody again next time. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Praise Tabernacle Church, Pastor Omar, First Lady Pamela will be on. With that being said, good night, and we will see y'all next time. Peace.
Great.